Motherfucking friend come calling me. Partner, frantic all on the phone because this lady just texted him and told him she just found some condoms in his motherfucking pants pocket.
Bruh, I got to text back. Son, what I'm going to say, bruh?
First of all, calm your motherfucking ass down. That's the first thing to motherfucking do. Y'all ever seen that motherfucking commercial? That DUI commercial? Friends don't let friends do what? Drive motherfucking drunk, ain't it? Exactly. And it's the same motherfucking thing. Friends don't let friends fuck raw. Them ain't your motherfucking condoms, man. Shit. Them ain't your motherfucking condoms. You just got the condoms making sure you being motherfucking proactive for your own boy. That's all that motherfucking mean. Ladies, what y'all carry tampons and motherfucking maxi pads in y'all motherfucking purse all the time. It don't mean y'all motherfucking peering on, though. No. It just mean you being motherfucking what? Pro motherfucking active. So that's all you got to motherfucking tell her. That's because she found them shits in your motherfucking pocket. Don't mean they were for you. You know? What she want you to do? Let the nigga die?
Hey, yo, what up, rap fans? This is Trackstar, the DJ representing the Smoking Section and Grind Time Rap Gang. You are checking out NappyAfro.com. Bang, bang, bang.
I feel vibrant, elegant, exquisite. I would probably wear this jacket on my way to have tea and crumpets on a beautiful Monday morning.
Talking about snoring powder.
That's what it is, man.
What you know about snoring powder?
I don't know nothing about snoring powder, but I know what people say.
No, what they say?
You said that's how you get started for the show, and I said, yeah, that's what you're saying, man. Snoring powder, I toot my nose or something.
Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do to get ready. Am I ready to do this?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast on the internet. This is the Frocast presented to you by NappyAfro.com. This is your boy King Germ, aka the host with the most, aka the people's champ, aka the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, aka the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, aka LeBron Flames, aka the king of the lames, aka the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, aka Germ Cena, aka Fat Sajak, aka the Brooks Bandit, aka Mr. Sensible Shoes, aka Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, aka ASAP Stocky, aka the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, and the last, aka I am the Frocast. Woo! Now sitting here with my lovely, problematic co-host, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, and a.k.a. a lot of crass and a little bit of class, and none other than a.k.a. my favorite one of them all. Your grade is still your motherfucking grade. I am in the building.
Queen Germ. Threw a little remix in there for the people. Okay.
Getting pretty good at this thing.
Okay, how you doing? How you week been, Queen Germ?
Pretty good, pretty good. Just, you know, same old, same old.
Oh, man.
Trying to make it at these people's job.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's all we can do is try to make it. That's all we can do. Hey, what episode is this?
Episode 339.
Episode 339 of the Mighty Frocast. Like I said, presented to you by NappyAfro.com. Don't forget to always like, comment, subscribe. Like us and subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. Stream us on Spotify. You can always go to the website, www.frocast.com. The main site is NappyAfro.com. We got the YouTube channel popping at NappyAfro. I was remiss last week to tell y'all about it, man. NappyAfro finally got a Patreon, man. So, you know, we got this little Patreon going on where you can, you know, support the team, support the dream. We got a $1 level for you guys. We got a, I think it's a $3 to $5 level. We got a $25 level and a $250,000 level. So go check out the Nappy Afro Patreon, which is the official sponsor now of the show. You know what I'm saying? Because, hey, man, we're trying to push that Patreon out there, you know, upgrade our whole situation out here. You know what I'm saying? But go ahead, check it out. It's the Nappy Afro Patreon. check it out. And always, don't forget, you can call the voicemail at 347-201-2572. That's the voicemail. Leave us a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. Woo!
Ask for me specifically and I'll call you back.
Don't believe that, people. She's lying. this first guy, man, you know, gotta love people.
You don't.
Okay, this is a story about this guy. He's I think he's about what? How old is he?
They listed him as a teen, but this motherfucker looked like a grown ass man.
Okay, this is Sumter,
drug habit.
Sumter County, South Carolina. A teenager tried to extort money from his own mother by telling her that kidnappers would kill him unless she paid them money, according to authorities. Sumter County deputies say 19-year-old Emmanuel Franklin is charged with blackmail. Franklin's mother told deputies that she received a call from her son and an unknown man from a private number on January 22nd. The unknown man reportedly demanded she put $130 in the mailbox or her son would be hurt or killed. Franklin's mother told deputies that the address she was instructed to take the money to is the home of Franklin's father, according to an incident report. So, I'm going to give this little nigga an E for effort.
I'm not.
Only because, you know, you was trying to get money. I don't know what you thought $130 was going to do for you. I mean, that $130, I was going to blow that up in a day.
If maybe not him and his daddy had conspired together.
Nah, it wasn't him. It was him and his friends. They was trying to get some weed and have a good old time for a day. And they figured that if they came up with this harebrained kidnapping ransom scheme, that they'd get them a little quarter ounce of weed and maybe some liquor and, you know, something to eat for the day. That's all they was going to do.
But my thing is this. Okay, you got to know, if you look up this article, you got to know this nigga here don't look like he worth kidnapping. Mm-hmm. That's number one. Your mama know, chances are, your mama already know if you've been playing out there in drugs or fast women, whatever the situation is that you needed this $130 for.
Mm-hmm.
$130, just like you said, ain't going to get you far. So I'm just trying to understand, when you got whatever it was for that day, what was the plan after this? Because this could not have, you could not have thought that you going to ask your mom for $130 every week, every other day. Like, I don't understand how this was supposed to go down. Mm. And even if it was just a one-time thing, why ask for $130? Why not $150? Why not $200? Why not $1,500? $1,300? I'm not understanding where you get this $130 from.
Hey, that was $65 a person. Him and his homeboy, they was about to get them. Told you that.
But the homeboy should have been calling his mama.
They was about to. Yeah, they both should have been kidnapped.
Because for $130, I don't understand what we accomplishing with $130.
Amen. I mean, I would be appalled if I got ransom. That's all you was worth? Yeah. $130? $130? Like, come on, man. You gotta feel like you're little. I mean, maybe you know your mama's situation. You're exactly. Like, man, mama just got paid. She ain't gonna go for $500. But she'll go for $130 for her boy. And then, I mean, come on, brothers. Y'all
I mean, you're 19. You're 19. Get a job.
Get a fucking job. Exactly. Quit living around your mama's house, eating up all the damn snacks. And
you ain't had no better idea than to put the money in your daddy.
Apple juice.
Your daddy. Yeah. Mailbox, for real.
Any mailbox.
How about the mailbox two doors down from your daddy?
Exactly.
But not your daddy mailbox.
Mm-mm. Now you got your daddy involved in it.
Exactly, because I'm going to be cussing his ass out.
He's going to be like, what you got my boy over there doing? He's like, well, what you talking about? So, I mean, it was all a bad situation.
It wasn't no good. Hey, people, did the mama pay it, though?
I don't think she paid it. He got arrested for ransom, so he got caught up quick. She probably called in and said, well, what's the address they told you to drop the money in? Oh, that's his daddy address. Oh, word.
That's not real.
Let's go ahead and get him. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. Shout out to him, man. Early loser for only wanting $130. Hey, everybody. Our son is coming to interrupt our show, but, you know, he never wants to take the trash out, but he all of a sudden wants to take the trash out now while we're recording. People, I'm sorry about the interruption, but I'm glad I was interrupted because I would have fucked up majorly and I would have heard it from the boss man, because with the Patreon, we do have a couple people that's already contributed to the Patreon. So I want to, first of all, give these guys a shout out. We got Ron John. Shout out to Ron John. Shout out to Dr. Abrasive. He's a Patreon. And also shout out to Brandon Reed. I'm going to use your real name.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's what it says on the thing. You could have put anything on there, but you chose Brandon Reed. So shout out to Brandon Reed, Ron John, and Dr. Brasive already on the Patreon. So shout out to y'all, man. Hey, thank y'all.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Love is blind. It'll take over your mind.
It's Somebody wrote a song about it.
Yes. But this is the kind of blind love that should stay in the blind. Father and daughter arrested for incest in central Nebraska. I mean, that is a place.
White people.
That is a place where I would think a lot of incest goes on is in central Nebraska. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, what is else to do in Nebraska? I mean, it's Nebraska. I don't know. Outside of football season, you ain't shit to do and ain't been nothing to cheer about in Nebraska football for a while. You know what I'm saying? But according to the story, Grand Island, according to the Grand Island Police Department, how can you be Grand Island in Nebraska?
I don't know.
That don't even make sense. Like, how can you be Grand Island anything in Nebraska? Ain't no, nah.
Yeah.
Impossible. So, according to the Grand Island Police Department, a father and a daughter, a 21-year-old female and a 39-year-old male, have been arrested for incest. On January 29th, Travis E. Fieldgrove, a 39-year-old St. Paul male, and Samantha H. Keshner, a 21-year-old St. Paul female, were arrested on warrants relating to an incest case, according to authorities. GIPD said the case relates to the two being involved in an intimate relationship beginning in September of 2018 in Grand Island, Nebraska, despite evidence that Fieldgrove is the paternal parent of Kirshner. Evidence leading up to the arrest suggests that Fieldgrove and Kirshner were aware of the biological relationship before being intimate and further indicates that they quickly married one another after being notified of the investigation. Wow.
So, number one, the daddy ain't nothing but 18 years older than the child.
Ain't nothing but. He's still the daddy.
I mean, he could. I know that. That okay. Ain't what I'm saying. I'm saying he's only 18 years older than the child. So that means for number one, you know what I'm saying? He was a teenage parent. Okay. More than likely the mama was too.
No, he was 21.
He was high.
No, he's 18. He was 18.
So okay, yeah, I know. Okay. That's all I know.
Yeah. You just said that too. 18 okay. years older.
So my thing, my problem with the situation is that it's nasty. Hands down. And as a parent, your job is to take care of your kids, not find anything sexually attractive about your child.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite disgusting and disturbing. But I'm trying to figure out who called the police on the people, because if they both grown, it's not that it's okay. I'm just trying to understand why you're going to jail. Now,
if it's against the law.
And it shouldn't be. It should be against the law when you, the father, are older than, the child is a minor. Otherwise, what are you talking about going to jail for? So, that mean that if you all were the same age, say you were brother and sister,
that's against the law.
You shouldn't go to jail for that. You're nasty, yes, but you should. That's not a crime. That's not a crime. Like, what is
so,
the problem?
Hold on, let me get this back. So you feel like it's okay?
Mm-mm.
You don't feel like it's
don't
a
you
crime.
Dare say. It's okay.
No, I'm just saying you don't feel like it's a crime that a father is engaged in a relationship with his of age daughter.
Correct.
Wow.
Correct. Because for one, they are both consenting. I mean, you don't have to like it. It's just facts. So if the relationship did not begin until the young lady was of age, it could be whatever, but at the same time, it's not a crime. It's not a crime. It's a crime when you violate somebody.
But don't you think that him being the father and this being the daughter, that's some kind of violation?
Because no, that's just like saying your supervisor going to go to jail for having sex with you. No. I mean, because there's an influence there.
Yes.
I want to get a better job, or I want to, you know what I'm saying, whatever. Mm. I admire this person. This person was my mentor, whatever, yes. Whatever. That trust has been breached.
Yes.
But at the same time, it's not a crime. It's not a crime. That's just like any relationship that you go into. Wow. Somebody got the upper hand on you. Somebody got the influence on you. Somebody got you so, you know, snowed in the love that you have for them, you'll do anything. But they don't go to jail for that. They don't go to jail unless they violate you. That's what happens. So, to me, it's nasty. Nasty is all get out.
Okay.
But you can't tell me that it's something that somebody should go to jail for. I don't agree with that. Now, you can say that's the law, because that's what's on the paper currently.
Yes.
But if you're talking about brother and sister, mama and a child, daddy and a child, whatever the case may be.
Grandmother, grandkid, nothing.
All of it's supposed to be incest. If there's nobody who is being violated, like, if the daddy didn't force himself on this girl, and she is 100% willing to deal and be in this here foolishness, that's on them.
Wow. Let's look up why is incest wrong. Why is it a crime, not why is it...
I mean, because people don't understand.
I mean, let's see. Laws regarding incest. between jurisdictions, depending on type of sex, family relationships, parties involved, incest laws. Okay, the degrees of relationship. You can have, wow.
What they call it, incest? Everybody?
Yeah, zero is identical twin clones, so that's a parent offspring, that's a 50% chance.
Because that's going to be the, what you call it?
Four siblings is 50% with a two, negative two something.
That's probably the statistics on it. But I mean, I think it's because of, you know, when you inbreed, you end up with somebody who got some ailments most of the time, like retardation. So therefore, they want to prevent that. But to make it illegal, that don't change shit. I mean, you know how much illegal shit people do?
I mean, it's just...
It's unnatural.
So that's why it should be.
It should not. It should be a crime. Some people say it's unnatural for you to fucking ass, hey, but it's people out here fucking in the ass.
Hey man, you get caught, you go to jail for that shit.
But that's my point. Like it's other stuff that ain't natural, but people are doing it, and it has become the norm. Mm. So I ain't never saying that you should ought to have sex with your family members or any of that stuff. That's disgusting. But to say that it's something that's punishable by going to jail or some type of as a crime, no, I'm not gonna co-sign on that.
Wow, interesting. Hey, well, tell us how you feel, people. Do you think incest should be a crime? We know that it's morally wrong. We are not saying that it is morally right or whatever. We're debating should it be a crime that a parent can engage in a relationship with his of age child offspring. Wow, like this is amazing. I am blown away. Man. We had this woman, she was working in a pharmacy for 10 years. And nobody knew that she wasn't a registered pharmacist. She worked in Walgreens 10 years.
I mean, she used somebody else's license number, who had a similar name than hers. So it ain't that Walgreens just suck at doing background checks. She did enough to kind of snow them for a while, and then they realized something didn't match up.
So she used somebody else's...
pharmacy license number.
Oh, wow.
That had a similar name to hers.
Of two other pharmacists with names as hers. Wow.
I guess when one got old, she had to flip it up for the people.
Hey, that is what's up, man. Hey, look, people, if you believe, you can achieve, okay?
No, if you white, you do all kind of shit.
She's an Asian.
Okay, even better. They know for falsifying shit too.
This lady worked for 10 years,
and then had the nerve to act like
they didn't want to be bothered.
It was okay. Like, please don't.
Let's not bring this up anymore.
Yeah, because I have a son and something. She got a child or something.
Yeah, like
you want to try to cover your people to make you look like you ain't do nothing. You just broke the freaking law. Your ass should be in jail.
I mean, this is amazing.
You done been around controlled substances.
They
said
she done gave out 750,000 prescriptions in these 10 years, and she work at a busy pharmacy.
Yeah, it is though.
That's 75,000 prescriptions a year.
Yeah,
and
that's good.
That's a lot.
That's a lot, but
that's a high volume. Like y'all moving some damn drugs.
Oh yeah, and half of it ain't nothing but routine stuff.
But 75,000 prescriptions a year, man. Let's break down. Let's do the Frocast breakdown again.
Oh Lord.
You know how we do around here. 75,000 divided by 12. So she was dishing out 6,250 prescriptions a month. Divided by 30. That's 208 a day.
That's nothing. She could do that. Divided in sleep.
10-hour shift. Like 20 an hour. Yeah, no way. That's a fast-moving pharmacy right there. 20 an hour.
Half the stuff already ready. All you got to do is count it and put it in the bottle.
True. So, you know. Shout out to Miss, let me get her name right. Let's put some respect on her name. Her name is Kim Thien Lee.
See? And you thought I was just saying it.
She told the board she attended Creighton University. However, she never graduated and used license numbers of two other pharmacists with similar names as hers. Me and my son would be very grateful if you could just forget about this.
Exactly. And so who in America think that they can just do some shit like this here and nobody's supposed to talk about it?
I mean, she had moved all the way up to manager. She was doing it.
Yep.
The board is considering revoking the drugstore's license at the locations where she worked. Walgreens was unable to furnish Lee's jobs application and did not know if the company had ever reviewed or requested to see her license. Wow. So everybody, if you work at Walgreens right now, they're about to shake it up. Yep. So if you're an unregistered pharmacy tech,
put in your 2 weeks
notice. You better, because they about to come through with the fine tooth comb, and they about to make sure this gets fixed. So,
exactly. Make sure your middle initial on your driver's license laying on your
drug test gonna be popping license. Up on everybody. If you work at Walgreens, it's about to get ugly. It's about to be Black Sunday. You might see your pharmacist for the last time. So if you old and you listen to Frocast and you go to Walgreens pharmacists, you might want to you might have a change of pharmacist soon. That's all I'm saying. Because it's about to be a sweeping change in pharmacy land.
This nigga.
The craziest news of the week to me was 21 Savage getting arrested by ICE. Did you hear the story?
Yeah.
Now, this story is wild because everybody know 21 Savage, Zone 6. You know what I'm saying? Atlanta. But now the nigga's from the fucking UK. And that blew my mind. That he was from Great Britain, but you play it. Not saying that you can be fraudulent. His story legit. He'd have been shot and shot at niggas, so you know that's legit. But I mean, the hope. I feel hurt.
He feel hurt. He in the people custody right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, they trying to get him out. His lawyer saying, you know, his visa ran out, and, you know, at no fault of his own and everything like that.
It has to be fault of his own.
So that's what they're saying. That's what they're trying to go by with that. But,
He didn't get it renewed. So it is his fault. Ain't nobody did nothing to him to keep him from getting it done.
Man.
I mean, I'm sorry for him because he in a situation, but.
Yeah. So we're going to see. So I'm calling somebody real quick, see how they feel about this. What's going on, Dr. Brazer? This is King Jeremy, Queen Jeremy. You're live on the Frocast. Got a question for you.
Okay, I'm ready. What you got for me?
How do you feel about this 21 Savage being from England situation? I just want to know your thoughts on this.
Oh, man. It's kind of messed up. But I kind of find it funny that people keep saying that the man not from Atlanta. He was 13. I'm trying to think of anything that happened before I was 13 that I can claim that's my fame. Because everything I did after that point, you know, is pretty much what I am.
I mean, I was always told.
The man was here at 13 and he's from Atlanta, right?
He 26, that's half his life. So, I mean, and then, you know, like you said, the first couple of years, you ain't really, you know, you don't remember. You got some memories, but it ain't like you ain't doing too much living. Like an old head always told me, you from wherever you got your first nut at.
Oh, my.
That's a new one. I ain't never heard that one.
Me either.
So, you know, you might have been born in one city, but you grew up. If you grew up in the other city, that's where you from. Where you got your first nut at is what he says. So, you know, I don't know. But yeah, this whole situation been wild to me because it's like, it's so many twists and like I was in a rabbit hole today just looking at it, and he was tied to some Nubians and all this and that, and I was just like, this is a crazy story. I mean, it's wild. Like, I just don't understand.
Well, I also find it interesting that everybody put it on him being the one who violated his visa. Again, the man was 13. I don't know a 13-year-old who can just move from one country to another on his own and stay here on his own. I don't know. I mean, it take a lot of people. It's kind of like that kid that was playing Little League baseball that was too old to play.
Danny
like,
Amante. It
ain't his fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't his fault that he was too old. It's
adults. Yeah. They were just like, look, man, you got a mean curveball. You think you can act like you're 13? He was just like, sure. Like, just stick to the story. You're 13. No matter what they say, yeah. Danny.
Hey, it's like when you take your kids to Disney World and, you know, they're actually 12, but you keep telling everybody they're 9,
but
the discount.
Don't you hate that when you with your kid? You know, that's what I hate. That's one of the drawbacks of having a smart-ass kid. You know, you looking at the sign, it say kids 9 and under eat for free. So you looking at your 10 or 11-year-old, and you just like, yeah, you 9. And then, no, I'm not. Oh, God. You just looking like, oh, now I got to strangle you in front of all these people.
Now your ass just ain't going to eat. You be hungry today. I bet you be 9 the next time.
Hey, even worse. I was going to say, even worse, what if you had a kid like Zion Williams?
Oh, hey.
Like, he looked 13 at 9.
Yeah, exactly. You sitting there like, well, there's no way I can pull an ID out on this guy. Like, I mean, he's 9. Like, nah, brother, that joker, that 13. Like, yeah, crazy. But yeah, this, I mean, I like the way everybody banded together and kind of got Demi Lovato out of here when she was laughing, because it was one of those situations of, I can call my kids stupid, but you can't call my kids stupid situations. Like, we can laugh and joke about the memes, but you're not going to come up off these memes, girl. Not with your heroin addicted self. And they got her up. I mean, they had to cancel her Twitter almost, I think.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I thought it. That was pretty good.
I like the way they banded together, man. It was a nice feeling, I think, man.
And it goes both ways when it happens. You come out there and put yourself out on a limb, and you might get a couple jokes, or you might get joked on.
Yeah, speaking of the people going on limbs, did you hear about your boy, the gay Tupac?
No, I did not.
Okay, well, you know, Jussie Smollett, he referred to himself as the gay Tupac.
Now, what?
And it ain't nothing thug about no Beatles.
Yes, he did.
Stop it.
I'm serious, man. I'm serious.
He can't even say it with straight face.
I mean, this is like, because I think he was on like stage or something, and this is after the attack. Like, he had some kind of concert he had to show up for, and he was there, you know. So obviously, he said he wasn't going to let it hold him down, and he was the gay Tupac, and, uh-uh. I was blown away because
Tupac would be pleased with that. I don't think he would.
Hey, man, what up with people putting their foot in their mouth at the end of their shows, man?
I mean, I don't understand. Like, I mean, first of all, the whole Jussie Smollett story, like the episode of Empire that wasn't aired, like it was a special episode that they, like, I don't know, like they coming out with a Netflix movie or something, because when I heard it, I was like, wow, this shit got some twists and turns. Like, it hit everything on the meters that you need to have. It had racist, it had homophobia, it had, it just had it all, man. Like, I mean, and now, you know, he kept a noose around his neck to preserve the evidence. Like, it's just amazing, bro. Like, I don't know, man.
It's just too much. It's like OJ trial.
Yes.
Because you got way too much evidence.
I mean, everything is caught on camera. Why have we not seen the video of Jussie butt duffing out two dudes? Because he said, I fall back. He said, I fall back. I mean, you should have heard him. He was just like, he was guessing.
Hey, when I saw that story, I hit it with the Big Sean eyes. It was amazing. I was just like, ooh, good luck to everybody in that situation, man.
I mean, you know.
That's one of those ones you don't comment on directly.
Yeah, I'm not commenting on it direct. I'm not saying how I feel. I'm just saying, like, hey, things look a little strange, and I'm not gonna be one of those people that ran out there to like when Steve Harvey went out there. The OGs are with you. Your OGs are with you, son. Don't feel like you're out there alone. Like, you should have heard. I was just like, man, y'all might want to calm down, man. This story sounds a little. I mean, Lee Daniels made a post and he got rid of it. Taraji made a post and said something about check out an album of the Empire coming back. I mean, they were promoting, like, they promoted on the back of him getting beat up, excuse me. It was a promotion. I was just like, oh my gosh, like, this, I don't know. Like I said, if it happened, they handled it all wrong, and they made the doubt get out there, but I don't know, man. I'm confused in this whole, the gay Tupac situation, man.
Not to Taraji again. She keep doing it.
Yes, like, I mean, she defended R. Kelly, you know what I'm saying?
Which is a no-no.
Yes, and then now you're doing this, like, Taraji, man, just calm down. Just go sit down somewhere. Be Cookie Lion. Just go sit down, be Cookie, because the roles are drying up. They drying up, like, I mean.
You gonna just keep doing those Tyler Perry specials.
Hey, well, I mean, hey. Tyler Perry said he trying to move on. He trying to shift his audience too. He said he trying to get taken more seriously, man. So, you know, hey, man, we about to get some good Tyler Perry films, good quality.
Please.
That last one was pretty good. The one she was in, wasn't that a Tyler Perry movie?
I guess.
I think the one with when she was Tiffany Haddish was a Tyler Perry movie.
Okay.
I think that
one
was too. I think Nobody Fool. I believe
that
was Tyler Perry movie too.
Okay, so Tyler, I mean, he out there, he constantly working.
Okay,
but I think that movie when she was crazy.
Don't quote me on this.
Yeah,
people, you know, I could be wrong.
Oh, okay. Look, we don't check facts over here, man. You know how it
goes. Whatever sounds good.
Hey, it sounds good. We gonna roll with it, dog.
It sounds good.
Well, look, Dr. Brazen, man, is there anything you want to say to the people, man? Got you on the line.
Well, first off, you know, I got a shout out to the millions.
And millions.
But just let you know, of course, you know, you heard the plug on there. Come through, fuck with us. If you don't want to fuck with us, that's cool, too. We ain't going to be all up in your face like that. You know, we ain't all up in the videos and all that shit. We don't do that. But, yeah, if you want to come through and fuck with us, we got some things going on. We about to drop another contest probably next month. I don't know. It's coming soon, and we like to give stuff away. I think last year we gave away a couple dollars for people. So we do that. But I got to shout out everybody in my crew. The good Reverend Dr. Cam, K-Law the truck driver, MJ, he's the favorite one and the number one boo, Rich Dolezal, and everybody else that come through every now and then to fuck with us. We trying to knock this 500 episode out, but, you know, schedules, all of that stuff. But, yeah, we coming.
Okay, that's what's up. 500 episodes of Dr. Brazel Show, man. That's amazing, bro. Jesus.
Man, good, the bad, and the ugly, man.
Hey, man. The consistency, bro. It's a lot of people out here. They can't even put eight podcasts together, and they quitting already, Doc. Man, you've done over 500 because you got the off the grids and you got your wrestling guys. So you've done shit. You might be staring down 1,000. Sheesh.
It's very possible. Just like to hear myself talk. You know, I used to work at retail, so.
Well, everybody, man, we want to thank Dr. Brace for stopping through, a.k.a. the King of Mississippi Podcasting, in the building. Thank you for being a Patreon. And just like Dr. Brace, if you are a $5 Patreon, you get to sit in on the Frocast and be on the episode, man. That's just how we do it around here, man. Plug yourself, whatever. Sit along for a topic. Do just like Dr. Brace did, man. So, Dr. Brace, you can say, well, peace out to the people. We'll let you go about your way. I know you're coaching over there. The Doc Van Gundy over there, you know.
Yeah, man. So I'm about to roll out here. I gotta go watch my reckless reality TV, Temptation Island night.
Uh oh.
Go see what I gotta go see what the I'll tell you about it later.
Do you watch Love After Lockup?
I can put it on my list, man. I got so much stuff right
hey,
now.
Hey, Love After Lockup, man. Just watch season 2 first. You can watch season 1 if you want to. It's on YouTube, or you can find it on however you find it, but it's on Wii. But yeah, man, it's a very entertaining show. We're going to talk about it on the show tonight. But Love After Lockup, man, it fits all those. Man,
I just started your 6 days in. I'm way behind on that.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I got to catch up. Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that. Yes. All right, man. Thank you, Doc, man. Have a good one, man.
Good night.
All right, peace.
Peace.
Good night.
Dr. Abrasive, everybody. Dr. Abrasive. Super Bowl. TV Talk starting a little early. Had your Super Bowl. What did you feel about that Super Bowl? Super Bowl 53 is in the books. How did you feel?
I appreciated my girl Gladys Knight for coming through for us. And I went to sleep after that.
Wow. So I noticed that the NFL made the Super Bowl extra black this year.
Uh-huh.
They had America the Beautiful sung by black people. They had
the ATL with my boy.
They had the anthem sung by a black person. Then they had Bernice King, one of Dr. King's children, doing the coin toss. So they went extra super black.
You didn't want to talk about Big Boy?
That one, I ain't got there. I'm in the beginning.
Oh, well, my bad.
See, then halftime, you know, they had a Maroon 5 with a Travis Scott, who sounded horrible. He is not, like, you blew it, Travis. You blew it. And then Big Boy came out. You know, Big Boy did a quick little verse. He did, his interest, and he did, I like the way you move, and screamed ATL ho several times and got that through on the censor. So shout out to Big Boy for that.
Sleepy.
Yeah, wife's favorite, Sleepy Brown.
My boo.
And then, but the game, I mean, it was a defensive slugfest. Like, we didn't have that memorable Super Bowl play, you know what I'm saying, that you remember from every Super Bowl, you know, that play. We didn't have that. It was anticlimactic. I really think that the Rams played very conservative, and they didn't, they didn't try their best. They didn't have any trick plays. They didn't do anything new. They basically said, hey, we're going to go out there with the same game plan we went out the previous 18 games with and see what happens. And that ain't how you do it. And you're not in the Super Bowl. You don't play that conservative. You might not never get back there again. But, you know, hopefully you learned this lesson this time. And but shout outs to Tom Brady and the New England Patriots winning their 6th Super Bowl. Tom Brady now 6-3 in the Super Bowl. The Patriots 9 Super Bowls in the last, 17, 18 years. This is their 11th Super Bowl. Patriots, I mean, that's a dynasty right there, people. I mean, that's a dynasty. And anybody that's wondering if Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback, hey, he is. 6-3 in the Super Bowl. More rings than every franchise in the league except for the Steelers. Tom Brady, the greatest. But you said the game was boring. A lot of people saying the game was boring.
I mean, it was boring. I mean, I went to sleep by the third quarter because it was just like, okay, it's all the halftime. The commercials weren't all that great to me either. But it's just like, after the entertainment, I was like, I love football, and this was not something that held my attention.
I really think it was like on the end of the game where Belichick, when he kicked the field goal to go up 13-3, I think he should have went for it, and hopefully, you know, he didn't get it, and then at least the Rams could have, you know, made the game exciting where they could have been on their edge, like, oh, we could see, you know, the Rams try to tie it up on a drive, but he took all that away. Once you go up 10, and no timeouts or whatever, game over. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't enough time left for the Rams. So I get why people saying it was not exciting, but it was a good game. It was just a chess match. I mean, if you like that kind of football, you were excited. If you didn't, if you won, you know, the casual fan would not enjoy that game. If you don't watch football that often and you only check into the Super Bowl because you're at a Super Bowl party, yeah, you're not going to be into that game. So I understand, man. But keeping with the term of TV talk, we watched this documentary called Abducted in Plain Sight on Netflix. It was about this family out in Idaho, I think it was.
Yeah.
And they were friends with another family. Their kids played with each other. Parents played with each other.
Apparently.
And it ended up the man from the other family.
Let's go on and help the people know what is going on now.
Okay.
Bob
and Mary are married. They have three daughters. Okay. They befriend the family, the Bertram family.
They called the husband B.
B. He had a wife and they had kids. And so the kids used to play together. And B was in love with Jan. He would, for some reason, he always wanted to spend time with Jan. He would just fixate on, took pictures of her, all kind of crazy stuff. So one day, B, he goes off with Jan, and they go off about 5 days.
Sick. I mean, he was sick. Yeah. So I was just saying, he was sick.
And then while he was off with her, he was acting like she was abducted by aliens. He was giving her pills where she was in and out of it. And then when she'd wake up, he had like a speaker where he was talking to her like she was abducted by an alien. And he was giving her instructions of what she should do. And she should have sex with the male in another room. A male companion. They should need to make a baby. And all this crazy stuff.
And he was sick and nasty because he did just enough to get his rocks off, but not to get in trouble. So he had sex with her, but he would only put an inch of his penis in. Now, I don't know if his dick was just that small, but for her to know exactly how much of the ding-a-ling was going in there, she a little more experienced than I thought she should have been at 12. But nonetheless, she was telling the story as her adult self. So luckily, she did live to tell the story. Mm-hmm. But the part about it that was some bullshit is the fact that if somebody tricked me the first time, you got me to let you get my child, take my child somewhere, and you don't bring my child back. Mm-hmm. Do you really think you ever get a chance to get close to me or my kids again? The answer is no. Mm-mm. So for her to get abducted twice, her parents ain't shit. Mm.
But why her parents ain't shit? Because they let Bob hit too.
Exactly. So Bob, B. Because Bob is the girl daddy.
Yes.
But B is a nasty motherfucker. Now how you go play with the girl mama, got the girl mama thinking y'all in a relationship. Mm. So the girl mama want to keep you close, coming by and coming around because she think y'all got a thing. She not looking at the fact that you playing with her daughter too. So then you holding that over her head. You don't want me to tell your husband. You don't want me to tell the community because you know we go to the same church and people will look at you crazy because me and you messing around. Then this is where the shit get real stupid. It's like you and the daddy go hang out just to have a little guys chit chat, talking, shoot the breeze type shit. Y'all riding in the same car. You pull the motherfucker over and say, I can't stand my wife. I'm not having sex with her. I need to have sex so bad. Can you help me out, Bob? Bob proceeds to jack this motherfucker off. And now you scared because he gonna tell everybody you gay. Mm-hmm. Okay, again, we're in this small town in Utah.
Idaho.
Same thing. But I'm saying the same kind of people. But nonetheless, this man is holding something over the daddy, holding something over the mama, and then at the end of the day, you have allowed him to then take your child, and y'all drop charges of kidnapping because y'all scared y'all secrets gonna get out. Mm-hmm. So the man is a master manipulator. If you talking about somebody who took the time to say, I am going to strategically place myself in these people's life. His wife know he a pervert. His brother know he's a pedophile. It was almost like watching the R. Kelly version, White People Edition. But it was ridiculous.
Surviving B.
Yeah, Surviving B. That's what it was.
B touched everybody.
He was getting them all. How you done got the mama, the daddy, and the child. And was threatening to come and get one of the other sisters. Mm. So that's why the girl was like, well, I guess I'm going to go ahead and do it. Because if we're not successful, he says he's going to come for my sister. So I feel like...
I have to finish the mission.
Yeah, and that's all she kept saying. She wanted to finish the mission. The heifer was crazy. Yep. And that's what happened when you keep your children in a secluded area. If you ain't got enough real life stuff going on around you, your kids believe anything. Because there's no way in the world my kids... would have believed nothing about no damn aliens. They would have came to me, first of all, and asked me about some shit. Like, Mama, you know I'm half alien, half human. Did you know this? Like, you ain't tell me this? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's happening?
But what if the you were told not to tell anybody about the instructions?
Our kids don't listen to that. I don't think so. Like, it'll probably take them a day, and then they'll be like, shoot.
This mission too tough
right here. Yeah, there's too much going on around here, so I need to tell my mama see how they can help me. Maybe they can pretend, you know what I'm saying, that we got some other solution for the thing. I don't know. Mm. But, yeah, our kids ain't that naive. But when you, I mean, it's something about that innocence that you have to kind of appreciate. But it's like when somebody is trying to violate you, they take all of that away from you. And it was like everybody was saying how she was so different after she had encountered this man. Then the motherfucker went and took it to the point of you done going and got the girl again. Done told her parents, you got to let her come because she going to run away and come be with me if you don't give her your permission. They put her on a plane and send her to the man.
Dang.
Let her go there and hang out. He puts her, enroll her in somebody's school so that he can come and see her on the weekends. Lied and told people that she was the girl, he was the girl daddy.
And he was a CIA agent.
Yeah.
And they couldn't tell nobody because bad people was coming after him. And if anybody asked, they were the bad people. Like he
had it all set up.
I don't know what that young thing must have had on him.
But his wife is stupid too, because I'm not going to condone you being with any other woman, let alone a kid.
Mm.
His wife was in on it too.
He must have had some super dirt on her.
Child, please. She was glad he wasn't trying to tag her ass all kind of ways. There's no telling what B was doing with them people.
He had all kind of dirt on her then. Good gracious.
So that was a crazy story. If you didn't see it, please go check it out.
Check it out on Netflix. Your mouth will hit the floor like 5 times at least. Because you cannot believe that these people could be that naive and that dumb.
It's just too much of stupidity in there.
Yeah, it's just too much. Like, it's too much stupid. And this family, I mean, I'm glad they all made it out alive, but...
Because I sure thought somebody was going to die. B did kill himself at the end.
Yeah, B did kill himself. He wasn't going to jail. He ended up taking a whole bunch of pills and drinking some alcohol, and he did himself in.
Yeah. And
took us like his heart medicine, they said. And
Kahlua or something.
And Kahlua, and killed himself. He ended up only spending a year in jail for... you know, doing all the stuff he did.
Well, he did that to somebody else that he just, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but they say he had like 6 victims in total or something. But for this family, he didn't do anything. Maybe
10 days.
Yeah, 10 days, they said. Yeah. So for all the terrorizing he did to this family, 10 days.
And had sex with the mama, the daddy, and the daughter. That just remind me of what'd you call it?
That man said, listen.
You got to watch everybody. What is it? Mm-hmm. They raping everybody out here.
Yes, sir.
You hide your kids.
Hide your husband, your wife.
Hide your husband.
Hide your children. Because
they raping everybody out here.
Shout out to Antoine Dawson, man.
Yes, that's what his name was.
Yes, man. So, moving on with our TV talk. Man, we found this gem. It's called Love After Lockup. It's a show about people who... find themselves involved in serious relationships with inmates. Some of these inmates are in prison and on their way out, and these people are trying to make the relationship work. And this week, we basically watched 9 episodes, maybe 10. We binged them all over since the last episode. And I have to say we enjoyed ourselves. Since the last show. We watched them all. And I have to say we enjoyed ourselves. Basically, like I said, I gave you the premise of the show. You have Lizzie and...
Scott.
Lizzie and Scott. Lizzie is a 41-year-old
black woman.
Blackish.
Yeah, blackish woman.
Blackish woman. I don't know what, you know, she looks mixed. She's a former heroin addict. She did 10 years. Scott's 51 years old.
White guy.
White, old white guy. Look like a truck driver, ex-truck driver or something. He got some bunny rabbit teeth.
Only because she jumped on him and kissed him and knocked still his got bridge the
bunny
out.
I think them
if
fake
them teeth. Other teeth was still lined up around him, you wouldn't notice how much they were protruding. Well, but moving on.
But yeah, so Scott, he's basically $90,000 in the hole with Lizzie.
Trying to buy this puss that she ain't giving up.
Yeah, he been dating her, he said, for 3 years. And
behind bars.
Behind bars, and she just got out, and he made all these promises when he got out how they was going to live. And basically, Scott ain't got it no more. Scott is broke. Lizzie's ran through all his money, and Lizzie has a very ungrateful daughter with her, 19 years old, that doesn't like Scott, says Scott's an enabler, and she's trying to break them up. But my whole thing is, little girl, go back to where you've been the last 10 years, okay? Because
your mama been locked up.
Yeah, I don't know where you've been, but you need to, you know, you're just doing it for the clout, little girl.
She's just on there because it's a
show. Yeah, it's a TV show, you know what I'm saying? You don't really care.
Oh, I mean, and my thing is, if she does care, I honestly think that the mama is putting her up to saying all these things because the mama really don't want to be with Scott.
She's going
to use the daughter as an excuse to say, oh, my daughter didn't like you and blah, 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 blah. I tried, but my daughter doesn't like you and I don't really want to mess up our relationship. So she using that daughter to try to say that the girl don't like her because the girl eyes got big when she asked Scott how much money had he spent on her mama. And he said not over $90,000. Yeah. The wedding ring, the engagement ring he gave her was extremely expensive. And she was proud. Oh, yeah, I have expensive taste. You just came out of prison. You shouldn't have no taste.
You know, I know your taste is for ramen and
exactly.
And honey buns and peanut
anything
butter.
Anything that you can put in a damn bag of
golden flake potato chips. You know, that's what your taste is.
So you over here with this old nice diamond ring over here just doing the most. You over here talking something. You got expensive taste. You didn't want to be bothered with the man when you first saw him. You just want to get out and get his money.
Yep.
Telling him about the house y'all got to have a pool. Heifer, you better be glad that you can come and go as you please in here.
Then, she's like, what'd she say? She fleeced $800,000 from men.
Just taking sexy pictures, doing them 10 years. So she had a full-time job.
$800,000. She said she got men to pay her restitution. So when she came out, she didn't owe nothing. You know, I mean,
she got it. Now, that's a hustle right there. Because you ain't did nothing. You ain't had sex with nobody. You took love pictures and stuff, show the people what you was working with, and they was thirsty enough to send money and put it on your books or however they had to pay it, and they handled business for you. That's what you did. But it was just trifling. And now we got another set of people up on here. We got several sets. Ooh. We got Clint.
Clint and Tracy.
And Clint is hilarious.
Clint is
hilarious. Didn't I say that last time?
Yeah.
Clint is hilarious. One is because he's pathetic. And he loves this lady. But he comes to find out that everybody in his circle, who he probably thought was hating on his relationship, was true. They were right. They weren't hating. They was trying to protect him. Mm-hmm. And he ends up with Tracy after she made him wait about 4 hours to come to this wedding ceremony.
You got to rewind it to that. Like, first of all, Clint and Tracy has never met each other before.
But he promised her that when she got out of prison, the following day, they were going to get married.
They were get married.
Clint had a budget of $1,000. Clint spent $1,000 in a couple of hours.
Mm.
He was supposed to make it through the whole weekend. The man didn't even make it through the day. Clint went to the beauty salon. That girl had to get her hair done. She had to get her clothes. She had to get everything, you know what I'm saying, looking good for the wedding. He done gone and bought lingerie. He done it all. Now, little did he know, I guess he didn't know because he seemed like he was surprised that the lady was a crackhead.
Mm.
So when she gets out, she took 4 hours to get to the wedding and everybody just thinking, oh, she was just, you know, getting dolled up, which she looked quite regular when she got there.
She had the same bra and
panties. Exactly. The same bra and panties on that she started the day in. So that already told me you was nasty.
Mm.
But nonetheless, when they left, you thought everybody thinking everything was on track. Okay, but she just had him stall. She was just stalling. Maybe she was just stalling. This hag gets back to the room. She wants crack. Now, this man ain't used to that lifestyle. He wandering, walking all up and down the city. He just has no clue as to what to do with his life. The lady says she wants some more drugs. and left him in the hotel. He crying, calling the mama. He got, and you know Clint bad off because Clint works for his ex-wife. Mm. Now, this is his third marriage when he married Tracy. So now he got to hurry up and try to get this thing annulled so he can go back to his regular life.
Tracy then stole $100 of his dollars.
Stole the rental.
Stole the rental car and his cell phone. And he's sitting there crying, calling the phone. This your husband. I love you. I need to rent a car back. I don't want to have to call the police. I want to make it work.
You're giving me no choice. You're
giving me no choice.
Please and I'm come just back. Like, sir, that's why people do you all kind of ways. Because that's the type of reaction you get. If anything, I would have been on that phone and say, bitch, if you don't bring this motherfucking car back around here.
I ain't even doing all that. I'm pressing charges.
And that too. I'm saying, how you think somebody going to respect
Charlie.
You?
President Charlie.
How you think somebody going to respect you when you on the phone crying? You crying about something. What the hell that going to do for anybody?
Hey, man, I don't even care at that point. It's like, hey, like I'm just going to press charges on the police. Hey, she stole my phone. And hey, I'm going to treat you like you a stranger.
Exactly, because I'm you know, prosecuting you to the fullest extent of the law. Then, what's our other couple?
Then you got Marcelino and Brittany. Marcelino is like...
That's your favorite, right?
That's the 40-year-old guy. He's in love with a 27-year-old mm-hmm. woman. And he's just... Well, that was a guy that said he was celibate for a year and a half, and they had a race to see who was going to give the other person oral first. And this man eat this girl coochie fresh out of prison. This nigga nasty. First of all, Marcelino, what the fuck, my nigga? Like, you ain't even let her wash the gel off that box, and you around there sticking your nasty tongue in it, you nasty motherfucker. But anyway... but yeah, Marcelino got issues, man. He's a control freak.
He got major issues. That's the reason why he want to be with somebody that's locked up, that just got out of prison.
Because something wrong with that man. He just want to control the girl, and the girl, she's still in love with her ex.
Which is a girl.
From prison. You know what I'm saying? Marcelino don't want her around no felons or nothing like that. And, you know, so she, it's just a love triangle over there. Then we got Angela and Tony. Angela, I'm sorry. That was from the other one. Sorry. Caitlin and Matt. You know what I'm saying? That was, that's the one.
Caitlin, Matt is the one who was the ex-con.
Ex-con.
Caitlin trying to get meth. Her.
Every time he say something about meth, he be like.
And then he missing a tooth on the bottom row. It looked like he was into some meth or something.
Yes. So Matt, and you know, he doesn't work, and they was living with his mom, and he just got his chip on his shoulder. And Caitlin,
he think the world owe him something.
Yeah. I've been in jail the last 8 years. And, you know, he's a weirdo.
I never was thinking about having a real job. Now you mad because somebody trying to hook you up with a job, and you go and ruin the interview because you think you too good to clean, to do the little spray painting thing. And I mean, if you ain't got no more clothes, just like the girlfriend said, if you were doing what you needed to do and showed a man you were serious, you could have had a check coming in a week or so.
Yeah,
you could have bought some more stuff.
Yeah, you wear them same clothes the next day.
Exactly.
You wear them same jeans the next day. You know what? Them your work pants from now going moving forward. Now look, you know, until you get that check, and once you get that check, you can buy some more stuff. But he wasn't really thinking, he was being dumb.
Our favorite couple or triangle.
Yes, Megan and Michael. And then, Megan is a little, she's 28 years old. She's from Fort Worth, Texas. She's a virgin, and she's in love with this inmate named Michael. And they've been engaged. Engaged with no ring. They got engaged over the phone, and he was bonding out. He was getting out, but he had to go bond out in New York to his baby mama. That's where he was going to stay.
Yeah, but she's actually his wife.
Yes. Then we find out his baby mama is actually his wife. They got married in a prison ceremony. So Megan doesn't know this. But Michael says he's married to his baby mother, which I can't remember her name right now. But he's in love with Megan.
And the only reason why he married his baby mama is because he want to be able to see his daughter.
Yes, he wants to see his kid.
Which is lies, but whatever.
But, you know, that's where he bonded out to. So now he's got to tell his wife that he doesn't want to be with her anymore. And he wants to go... you know, live his life with this new woman. But he hasn't told Megan about his situation yet. He spent the night in with Megan, you know, took a virginity or whatever.
Which was real crass, because if you already knew shit wasn't right, don't take my virginity and make me have to choose at this point.
But that was part of his plan. He was like, if I put it down, she's going to have to think about that backbreaking experience she got. You know what I'm saying? And
she could be mad enough to say, that I waited all this time to get played, I'm going to whoop your ass. Mm. But, you know.
But you know.
I mean, her brother is kind of big, so.
His brother looks soft, though. I like Michael. You think so? I like Michael over the brother. I'm just saying. Give me Michael to wash, big little bro. That's little bro. Michael washing that nigga.
I guess.
Michael just got a jail. You know, I'm fighting much fighting that nigga been doing in jail. He look like one of them niggas that were fighting in jail, too. Like, he had to fight. Yeah, look how he looked. He looked different. Like, he got beat up a lot, and he had to fight a lot.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know.
I guess.
But, yeah, I just, you know, this situation is kind of crazy. Y'all need to check this show out. It's Love After Lockup. It comes on Wii. All episodes are on YouTube. Just check it out. You know what I'm saying? Season one was even, season one was pretty good. But season two has been even better. So check it out. Love After Lockup. Got a relationship question. All right. So a couple go on a trip. All right. A man and a woman. The woman pays for the hotel and the man agrees to pay for the flight. So woman books her deal. The man takes care of his deal. While they're sitting on the plane, the man sleep. The woman opened the man's phone. You know, he left his phone open. And she see the email where he used his reward points to pay for the flight. Now she feeling some type of way. She told the man he need to go half on the room with her since he used his points for the flight. How do you feel about the situation?
Well, I think, I can see both sides. I can see her feeling like he need to come up with some more money, but if you had to earn rewards now, if I'm saying you only took these trips with me or you only took trips for business, now you took some trips with some hoes, I'm not trying to say that you done something because you done spent money on somebody else. Now, this was money you spent that the job spent and you earned these rewards or something and you using them with me. That, you know what I'm saying? That made me feel a little bit better about it. But I still feel like you didn't come up off of no cash. So you can kind of, even if you don't say 50-50, you could come up off of something else.
But if the agreement was,
I take care of the flight, you take care of the room, then that's
it.
The agreement.
It don't matter how I took care of it. If I went out there and sold my blood, if I sold a lung to get these damn tickets, that's what I did. So regardless of how the tickets were paid for, that was the arrangement. So, no, you're not getting half on shit. I'm telling you, you better book this damn room or I book my own motherfucking room. Since I save money on the flight, I have my own room. I don't need you book your room, I book mine.
You know what? Make me no never mind.
If you come to me talking about some half, I'm like, it ain't going to happen.
I mean, I know how to get money, so it ain't even an issue for me. Because if I know you done saved so much money, shit, I'm going to let you, you'll be paying for something else. I find me some damn shoes or something. We going to this mall. I know you got some extra dollars you ain't paid for no damn flight.
Mm. But yeah, that, you know.
I work it back out you now. Get me a couple of purses or something.
I seen some women comment talking about some, why they even paying for the room. Like, who is he? Like, why do you, what?
Y'all the ones created these monsters.
Who do these women think they are that they can just be flued out and niggas supposed to pay for all these
whatever
trips?
Whatever. All I can tell you is this. The society that we live in, people want to wear whatever hat gets you the least amount of work and the most stuff. Because if I want to be independent, I'm this, I'm that, I make my own money, I do this, and this. And then at the same time, you don't never want to come up off of nothing. That's selfish. But then at the same time, you don't want to be too giving. Then you got some old sorry-ass niggas who don't want to do right. So I understand the balance, but at the same time, for you to think that nobody is supposed to expect you to do anything as a woman, that's just trifling.
But that's how you end up in hotels like with niggas of future telling you to putting you out because, you know, you ain't paying for your own shit.
If you got enough sense to have some money, at least have some money just in case a nigga do act stupid. But don't be around here depending solely upon anybody. Nobody should be depending solely upon anybody because at the end of the day, people won't think that they running the show if they think that you relying on them too much. So, but yeah, I think that if he used the points, me personally, I'm a person of my word. So if I said I won't get the room, you're going to get the flight. That happens. If I know that you done save some money, I'm going to benefit from it. So, okay, fine. You didn't pay for the flight. You used your points. Okay, we finna keep this thing going. Like,
so no slapping on the hands.
I would have just said something.
On being nosy.
Ain't no slapping on the hands, cause it apparently it was meant to come out. If you left your stuff unguarded, you clearly ain't been sleep that long. You should have felt her reach over there. Because mine locked
after a couple minutes. That's a hard-working man. That's a hard-working man.
I guess so. That's why he got all these flying miles. Mm. That nigga over here doing something. He got free flights. Enough to buy two flights. Oh, the nigga traveling now.
I mean, hey, man. You got to do what you got to do, man.
I guess so. To keep it going.
Yep, so. Interesting.
Interesting. I mean, but ain't no need to lose your relationship over no damn flight. If you're going somewhere, enjoy the trip. Shit.
Exactly. Don't look a gift horse in the grill. Keep it 100. Got to keep it 100?
Yeah, I got to keep it 100. I want to make sure y'all listening to this here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you for 1 second to let your spouse get in the way of you meeting your soulmate.
100.
Mm. Because when I tell you, these people on Love After Lockup, they don't care, especially my favorite Triangle crew. They ain't letting nothing get in the way of them meeting the person that they really think they care about. So, if that's a problem for you, just let it be known. If you feel like you got something better on the other side, go ahead and chase that dream. That's my keeping 100.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
You can't get yours out.
Oh, I can get mine out. Hey, fellas, Valentine's Day is next week, fellas. And I just want the fellas to know, do not let these ladies shit y'all and think giving y'all some pussy is a gift. It's not a gift, fellas, okay?
It is a gift.
It's not a gift. It is not a gift, fellas.
100.
These are suitable gifts for men. That you, ladies, since you think that giving them pussy is a gift, I'm going to give y'all a list of things y'all should try to go with instead of pussy, okay?
Okay.
Because we get that any other day of the week. Edible arrangements. Men like edible arrangements too, okay?
Okay.
Just so you know. A nice watch. Some men like wearing watches. Buy your man a watch. A card with a message. Hey, niggas got feelings too.
Mm-mm.
Cologne. Niggas like smelling good. You know, buy your man some cologne that you like
so
smelling.
He can smell good for somebody else.
But you like that smell. You know that's just like, that's your, boom. You know that's what's good. A framed photo of y'all. Some dude, you might have a mushy dude that want a picture.
Okay.
A framed photo of y'all. A pinky ring. You know, what man don't want a pinky ring to remind them of the player that they used to be before they got locked up?
Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
I don't like that either.
Dinner. Hey, cook it. Buy it. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Suitable gift.
I like that.
A bottle of liquor. You know what I'm saying? Hey, good things happen at the bottom of a bottle. You know what I'm saying? A video game. You might have a gamer, nigga. Buy him a new game.
What about a bag of weed?
Hey, a bag of weed. These are suitable gifts. That's better than pussy on Valentine's Day.
Wait. Not better.
Yes. Pussy, don't that's not, don't let it be substituted as a gift. You go all out and all you get is some trim. Come on, fellas. Don't go out like that this year, fellas. 2019. Come on. Know your worth, kings. Don't go out like that. Don't go out like that, fellas. Come on now. Don't let these ladies shit you. All right? And don't forget the rules. If you go too hard, look like you're cheating, fellas. All right? So
go hard for
me. Yeah.
Make me question it.
Hey, don't do it, fellas. Don't do it. Don't give in.
Do it.
You don't need but two balloons, a card. Maybe some candy. Take ID.
Jewelry.
Nah. See, jewelry, that's too much. That's when you crossing them lanes and you've been cheating.
No.
Yeah, man. You look guilty when you start buying jewelry. You spend over $50 on Valentine's Day, you cheating. Just going to let y'all know.
Y'all see what I got to deal with. Somebody please send a Patreon up in here.
You spend over $50, you cheating, bruh.
Help me get me a Valentine's Day gift that's respectable.
Yeah, that was my keeping 100, fellas. Don't let these ladies trick you.
Winners and losers.
Got winners and losers, man. Man, we decided to shoot this show during the State of the Union address, man. It was so funny. Trump will say some shit, then the nigga here step back from the mic like James Harden about to shoot a three to let the crowd clap for him and shit. Hey, Trump is a motherfucker, man. But yeah, who's your winners? Who's your losers, man?
I got Cory Booker as my winner.
Winner? Uh-oh. Why is Cory Booker your winner?
Because I'm hoping he gonna win the presidency. At least the nomination for the Democrats.
Okay.
I really like him. He got a nice little suave personality about him, and he's the only one currently that's single. Of these candidates that's floating out here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Throwing in their little bids. And so, you know, I think it'll be good for him because, I mean, he's supposed to be in a relationship. But we ain't got to really talk about that. Because the same way, like, Obama got a lot of people, whether they were married or single, they know they couldn't get him. But, you know, the fact that he's easy on the eyes, he speaks well, he seemed to have, you know, a good bit of experience. Mm. So he can catch enough people. And when you're easy on the eyes, most of the times, you know, it's a little easier for you to get your point across, hold people's attention. So I definitely say he's going to be my winner this week.
Wow, Cory Booker, winner this
Speaking
week.
Speaking it into existence. Hopefully he'll be the next president.
Man, my winner, man, is all the people who out there who beat this opioid addiction.
Winner!
I'm going to tell y'all,
Somebody
man.
Somebody speaking from experience.
Hey, listen, man. I recently had my surgery, and they gave me them damn pain pills. And, you know, for a couple of days, I was taking them damn pain pills till I started noticing my bodily functions stop working like they were supposed to be working and shit. And I can't have that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I had to, you know, had to work hard, beat the itch. You know, I just had to go through some pain some nights because I was like, yo, I'm not taking no more of them goddamn pills, man. I just wanted to have my normal body back. You know what I'm saying? And thank God, man. So, yeah, King Jerm beat the opioid addiction. If I could beat it, you can too. You know what I'm saying? So, you got any losers?
You wouldn't have been addicted once that bottle was empty. You wouldn't have got no more.
But I had to stop because I was like, my body.
I mean, you did good. You did good.
My body wasn't working right. I was just like, yo, man, like, I'd rather my leg hurt than me not being able to take a dump. Like, good gracious. That was ridiculous. Woo!
And better news, because clearly nobody was talking about you being constipated. So I'm going to have to say my loser for today is none other than Diamond Lindsay.
Loser.
Who is the ex-girlfriend of the former, who was a former FSU quarterback, Mr. Francois. And because this heifer decided that she was mad with him, she done gone on social media saying the man beat her up or whatever. Now he done got put dismissed off of the team when he had a lot of potential to go into the pros. So I don't know how we going.
Not really.
He would have. No. You hating. He just mad because you know, everybody know you like the Florida Gators and he
I'm
know
just
the
being
Florida
honest.
State.
That nigga wasn't going pro, but go ahead.
He could have got some bids.
He could have played wide receiver.
Okay, the nigga hating, but nonetheless, the heifer is my loser because if you mad with somebody, you don't go and ruin any chance that they have to make it in the world if this is not true. Now, if it is true and you just now trying to reel it back in because he done told you something, then he becomes my loser. But if you talking about it isn't true and it never was true and you just did this to get some attention, you already his baby mama. So, therefore, you won't get a check if he was able to prosper and get something going with his life.
I mean, at least he graduated college. Now he can go find him a job because he's not playing football no more.
I mean, he ain't going to have no choice at this point since y'all messing over the man. But, yeah, Diamond Lindsay, you my loser. So, if you lying, that shit is foul, and you are definitely my loser.
Hey, man, vindictive women, man. You see how they do, man. So,
I don't know nothing about
so
that.
So easy for them to say one thing and take a man.
Take it down in a second.
No problem. Knock him down quick. Man. So my loser, man, is this guy. Let me get his name. His name is...
Come on.
This man wants to sue his parents for giving birth to him without consent.
Loser.
That's stupid as hell.
Oh, man. Raphael Samuel of Mumbai, India, wants to take his parents to court because of their decision to have him. He says bringing him into the world goes against his antenatal beliefs, which compare having babies to kidnap and slavery. Raphael is 27 years old. Says he has a real good relationship with his parents.
Apparently not.
And says life has been amazing. He said, I love my parents and we have a great relationship, but they had me for their joy and their pleasure. He continues saying, my life has been amazing, but I don't see why I should put another life through the rigmarole of school and finding a career, especially when they didn't ask to exist.
He sounds stupid as hell.
He said there is an antenatal movement growing in India, urging people to seriously consider whether they want to bring a child into the world. Wow. What are your thoughts on the movement, and should Raphael be able to sue his parents for this?
No, he should not be able to sue his parents because he sounds stupid. That's natural life. Like, if that was the case, ain't nobody going to never get nothing. Okay, you win a lawsuit to do what? Just have a piece of paper to say that? Because ain't nobody getting paid for that
he
shit.
He's saying that he didn't ask to be put in this world. Now he got to somebody be thrust and make a decision. Do I have kids? Like, this is too much. Like,
okay, and we can put a light between his eyes, and then we don't have to worry about his problem. Oh, my gosh.
Jesus Christ. So, yeah, you're my loser for trying to sue your parents for...
having you?
I mean, he said his NATO rights. Child. NATO, so come on.
Who will ever get consent? You gonna go and talk to your ovaries and the sperm and decide what you're gonna do?
The ovaries gonna scream rape now. The ovaries can scream rape because they might not even want the first swimmer. They might have wanted the one that was a little bit slower.
Oh, okay.
But the one that was the slowest one, he the one got the egg. Uh-huh. He just like, yo, like, this is boom. And then did he get consent from the egg?
Like I said, if you fucking, you fucking. You take whatever liability.
I mean, think about it. The egg is a runaway from the fallopian tubes. Mm-hmm. And so that's like a runaway, and then your sperm is having sex with a runaway. That's like a crime. Do they get consent?
Do they
get consent?
They don't need no consent, child. Wow. That's not how that works. In nature, we are open supposed to mind, procreate.
Open your mind, people. Open your mind.
Yeah, don't open it to that.
How early do you need consent? Do you need consent from time the sperm hits the egg? Wow. If you can sue your parents for consent for having you, not getting your consent for having... Like, why do you need consent? You're a child.
Why do you need consent? Do you want to be here or not? If not, kill yourself.
But he said he loves his life, so...
Apparently not. If you over here trying to... Yeah, because that don't go together.
Wow, man.
So, whoever he is, he need to seek counseling. Because he doesn't know what he want to do.
He don't want to grow up. He want to be a Toys R Us kid. That's apparently. All. So, yeah, man.
Toys R Us out of business, so he don't want to be that either.
Hey, they said they're coming back, man. Group investors online. Coming back. Oh, only online?
I mean, that's what it need to be.
Oh, yeah.
They can't sell nothing out no damn store.
We need a toy store, man. There is no toy stores anymore.
Churn don't play with toys.
You're right. Yeah. What's the point of having a toy store if you don't play with toys?
That's why the people went out of business to begin with.
Damn. Never thought about that. Mind blown.
I can't deal with you, man. You are too high.
Hey, man. So this is the Frocast episode...
339,
man. You got any shout outs for the people, man?
You know I do.
Let me hear your shout out.
I want to give a shout out to none other than Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, and anybody representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. Yes, and we in this bitch.
People, y'all don't understand how I laugh every week she does that.
I know, because he wish he was from Savannah. You want to rap, but said it now.
Why do I want to be from Savannah?
Because we the livest.
Livest what?
In the Southeast. What you talking about, nigga?
Stop. Y'all not even the hottest in y'all state.
Yes, we are. You a hater.
No, I'm not. Okay. Everybody know Atlanta is the best in Georgia.
It's not. It happens to be the capital currently. Yes. That's it.
And then, you know.
That's it. Okay, say your shout outs, because I don't want to hear that.
Okay. But anyway.
Savannah, Georgia, y'all.
First of all, man, shout out to Be Easy, Saul Ray, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler myself, Rick James, bitch, Peppy J from Be More, Dr. Brace of everybody, Dr. Brace Network. That's brother Dr. Cam, the disrespectful motherfucker, MJ, K-Law the truck driver, and of course, Dr. Brace. Shout out to Light Skin Kanye, RT3, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, Drew from DC. Gerard in Boston, anybody over that site to fuck with the kid. Shout out to the Black Pod Squad. That'll be 12 Cal, Master Ray, K4, C Rich, and my dog B. You know what I'm saying, over there at the Brittany Mac Podcast, the 12 Cal Podcast, and the Back Talk Podcast. Don't forget, you know, if you're another like-minded podcast, y'all want to use the hashtag Black Pod Squad, use that shit. Let's get it booming. That's our thing, man. You be part of it. Don't forget, man, the Patreon, man. We got the Patreon. Look it up. Patreon, Nappy Afro. Support. You know what I'm saying? You know, let's see what we can do with that. Got some pretty cool shit over there. You know what I'm saying? And as always, man. Anybody fuck with us the long way, short way, no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all. Another episode in the books. I'm happy we got this show punched out this week. I think it was a pretty good show. You know what I'm saying? You know, most of our shows be good. You know, sometimes Queen Jeremy be mailing it in. But, you know, I have to reel her back in sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, we all need a little help.
Yeah, you know, praise God. But, yeah, man, we about to bounce up out of here, man. And, of course, man, I enjoyed doing this, man. Can't wait till next week. See y'all again for episode 340. But enjoy 339 because, you know, hey, you know how we get down around here. It's your boy, King Germ.
And this your girl, Queen Germ.
And this was the Frocast, and we out this, man.
Peace. Peace.
That's the end of the show. Go to nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss. NappyAfro.com